We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
I'm former Major League pitcher Andy Pettitte. I teamed up with Tunnel to Towers after seeing their life-changing work with military and first responder families. Now we're expanding our mission to help veterans struggling with homelessness. We want to help them rebuild their lives not only by giving them a home, but by providing the services they need. Please join me in donating at t2t.org.
My name is Wally Joyner. I was a first baseman for the Angels, Padres, Royals, and Braves. I give the Tunnel to Towers because of what they provide for the veterans, the military, the first responders, the police, the firemen who go out and put their lives in danger for our freedoms. I think it's an incredible charity, an incredible foundation. Their goals of helping the families that protect us. I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation is committed to delivering mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families with young children. Never forget.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty, time to get started with the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Almost Friday Thursday. We welcome you to the show. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station, the South Point Studios, and the South Point Studios Network streaming at YouTube. We welcome you to the show here at the South Point in your gaming capital right there on Las Vegas Boulevard. And, of course, all the other platforms that we have, like our radio stations here in town, our anchor station, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, reminding you that throughout this season they'll be broadcasting live all of the USC football games and all of the Ram football games here on Sports Talk 1400 AM. And, of course, we have our other platforms that we stream, like our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas, .world, .global. iPhone, Android, got them covered too with the apps. Your KSHP app, of course, will get you listening through the radio station, and the YouTube app will get you watching and listening over the YouTube streaming networks. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the Race Day Show for this Almost Friday Thursday. Here in Las Vegas, beautiful day out. It's 74 degrees outside right now, 74. However, I thought we would be over with the 100-degree-plus weather here in Las Vegas, but it seems like this week the heat has come back. Not, heat warning type, but it is over 100 degrees. It's going to be 103 today by the time we top off. And looking ahead to the weekend, as I know some of you are, so you can venture up to here in Las Vegas, Nevada, to enjoy this town in racing and gaming. Over the weekend, I believe Saturday is going to be 106, and Sunday they're going to top off at 105. But the overnight temperatures will be in the 70s and high 60s, and that's what it is right now here. More importantly, however, and we are clear. We are clear from the Midwest all the way out to the West Coast. Just clear, beautiful. All the weather, and it's massive, is happening on the east side of the contiguous 48. The hurricane, I believe, is called Helena or Helene. That hurricane is about to make shore at the bend of the configuration of the state of Florida. Right there at the bend, it's going to hit there. It's going to hit Florida hard. I think it's a Category 3 to Category 4 right now. And it's going to go up the East Coast, right through places like Alabama, Georgia, et cetera. And it's continuing, that front is continuing all the way up to the East Coast. And right now, right now in places like New Jersey, New York, up in Maine, et cetera, it's raining. A lot of rain going on there. Now, the front that's ahead of the hurricane that's going to be hitting into Florida, that front extends all the way up through Kentucky. Right now, we understand that it's raining pretty hard in Kentucky, but Churchill Downs does have a late post time today, so we'll wait and see there. And as you know, they're not doing any turf racing during this meet at Churchill, so you don't have to worry about off the turf. But I think the track's going to be off and maybe a major off at Churchill Downs a little bit later on today with the late post time there. And as far as New York, up in Saratoga, it's raining, and so is it up there in Maine, Vermont, etc. It's big rainstorms up there. But I understand that Aqueduct right now is, a tricky situation as far as the weather is concerned there. And, of course, we have a carryover at Aqueduct today. A pick six carryover left over from Sunday after that $130 horse smacked right dab in the middle of the pick six on Sunday there. So the carryover in the pick six for today, $44,860.23. That makes it an instant horse player holiday, as we got a carryover at Belmont at Aqueduct today. All right, we're looking ahead to this weekend. And as I said, this is the last cluster of those Breeders' Cup winning your in races will be happening this weekend and next weekend and possibly the weekend after, and then that'll be it. The weekend after, of course, when Keeneland kicks in with its fall meeting, they front load whatever Breeders' Cup winning your in races they have at the beginning of their meet, as does Santa Anita. That opens, of course, tomorrow. But the big races at Santa Anita will come on Saturday. Of course, will be the California Crown Day with the big stakes races there, five of them. Two of them will be Breeders' Cup winning or in. Aqueduct will also have two Breeders' Cup winning or in races, and Churchill Downs will have one. And so that'll be a five on Saturday and another one on Sunday at Belmont at Aqueduct as well. So some of the Breeders' Cup winning or in races, six of them overall over the weekend, will be contested this weekend. And, of course, other racetracks will have a lot of big stakes races. Prairie Meadows is wrapping up their meet, and so this weekend they'll have eight stakes races, all $100,000 stakes races for Iowa Breds. And at Remington Park, interesting racing going on there at Remington Park on Sunday. They'll have eight stakes races as well there, but it'll be highlighted by the Remington Park Oaks and the Oklahoma Derby. The Oklahoma Derby is going to have Southern California influence. Doug O'Neill has already sent out EJ won the cup with Mike Smith, who will be riding on Sunday there in the Oklahoma Derby. So I got some good stuff going on. Adair Manor, remember how impressive she's been and impressive she was, and we were looking forward to her getting into the Breeders' Cup distaff, maybe to face Torpedo Anna. Ain't going to happen. Nope, not going to happen. Adair Manor, they gave us the news yesterday, has been retired. Adair Mehta has been sold. She's going to be sold. She's been retired, and she's going to make the Phasic Tipton November sale, where she will be sold there at the Phasic Tipton November sale coming up. Adair Mehta leaves with 18 starts, 10 wins out of 18 starts, and banking over $2 million, $2,096,600 to be exact. So Adair Mehta has been retired. We won't see that throwdown between her and Thorpita Anna. Trainer Peter Miller, his stable at San Luis Rey, you know, he bases his operation at San Luis Rey, which is a training center south, obviously, of Santa Anita and Arcadia, and just north of Del Mar. That's where he has his basic training center, the training facilities at San Luis Rey, which is a beautiful training facility. Anyhow, his stable there, part of his stable there has been quarantined, okay? A part of his stable there has been quarantined with equine herpivirus. And so he had, and they have the quarantine down there on his stable, part of his stable, for 21 days. Now, he had several horses entered over the weekend at Santa Anita, but they will all be scratched. So Peter Miller's partial stable under quarantine right now at San Luis Rey. So we'll be expecting very little entries from Peter Miller, possibly through most of the early Santa Anita fall meeting that starts tomorrow. And Ferocious, who, as you know, finished second in the hopeful. Next start will be at Keeneland. Keeneland on October the 5th in the Breeders' Futurity. So Ferocious, we get to see him one more time before he heads out to the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. Ferocious in the Breeders' Futurity at Keeneland in October. Now, the Breeders' Cup winner-in races are going to intensify whatever is left now between this last weekend and the first weekend or so of October, because, as you know, the Breeders' Cup is the first weekend of November. 36 days, 4 hours, 29 minutes, 43 seconds and counting until the Breeders' Cup on the first and second days of November. So we'll be counting down there as well here at the South Point Studios and the Race Day shows. Of course, you know, we'll be doing a Breeders' Cup. We'll be doing a Breeders' Cup special only on the South Point Studios network feed at YouTube on the Wednesday before Breeders' Cup, okay? So it'll be the last days of October. The last Wednesday in October, we'll have a special show here. It starts at 4 p.m. Pacific time only here, featuring, of course, our seminar handicappers, Jonathan Hardoon and John Lendo. And, of course, they'll be back on the Friday, November 1st, after the first day of the two-day Breeders' Cup World Championships. On Friday night here at the South Point in the Grandview Lounge, we'll have a special Breeders' Cup seminar, as we always do, following the Southern California races right around 6 o'clock. That'll also be broadcast on the South Point Internet site at their website. They'll be broadcasting that as well. That seminar will be right after the Friday edition, the Friday races at Breeders' Cup. And then on Saturday, Breeders' Cup Day, we'll all be up right after the Saturday Breeders' Cup Day show here at our same time, 7 to 8 a.m. Pacific time. We'll be up in the Grandview Ballroom, the big Grand Ballroom, I should say. Grandview, of course, is the lounge. But up at the Grand Ballroom, the big ballroom here at South Point, to celebrate and watch the big racing day, the Breeders' Cup Day, Saturday, November 2nd. Of course, they'll have big banquet tables, huge screen TVs. I mean, you don't even call them TVs anymore. Huge screens with the broadcasting the races. And the other racetracks as well during the day will be broadcast there. You'll be able to wager there. We'll have a full bank of wagering windows and, of course, the kiosks as well, if you want to put money in the kiosks and bet that way. And, of course, food and beverage discounts and all that good stuff. And some other, fun stuff that we'll be doing all day long in the ballroom. Everything I said, including parking your car in this parking lot, is free. Everything I just said, free. Just come on down and enjoy and celebrate the Breeders' Cup with us here at South Point. If you're listening out there beyond Las Vegas, you can make plans to come here and stay at the South Point. They'll have special room rates for the Breeders' Cup as well. Because we are counting down. It's getting close now. We're getting into the nitty-gritty of Breeders' Cup. And I got to tell you, the way that some of the divisions of the Breeders' Cup is starting to shape, it's going to be a hell of a Breeders' Cup, that's for sure. The only believe it or not, the only division that's kind of weak right now is the main one, the Breeders' Cup Classic. And, of course, this weekend, three races that will feed into the Breeders' Cup Classic will be held. Of course, the California Crown will be one of them. The Woodward over at Belmont at Aqueduct goes this weekend. It's not a Breeders' Cup winning you're in, but it is that division. And, of course, out at Churchill Downs, they'll have the Lucas Classic. And because they have three big, huge stakes races all on the same day across the country, for the same division, the handicap division, you only have seven horses entered in the California Crown for $1 million. You have five entered in the Woodward, and only there will be eight going in the Lucas Classic at Churchill Downs. So maybe scheduling could have been a little bit more better than that, but that's what we have this weekend. Now, as far as the Breeders' Cup horses from Japan are concerned, you know, there's some Japanese horses that people have been watching. Yoshiba Tesoro, in his final prep for the Breeders' Cup, finished a fast closing second in his race. In that same race, Derma Sotogaki finished fifth in that race. So Yoshiba and Derma finished second and fifth, respectively, in Japan. And, of course, they will be coming over. That's their final prep. They'll be coming over for the Breeders' Cup. As far as that, the three-year-old, remember the Japanese three-year-old that finished in that photo finish in the Kentucky Derby? Forever Young? Well, he pitched a fever, and now they say he has a fever, but they do say he'll still make the Breeders' Cup. They believe that he will still be on track for the Breeders' Cup, so we'll get to see him. He hasn't run since finishing that close third in the Kentucky Derby, so those are the Japanese horses preparing for the Breeders' Cup as well. On today's show, we got Jonathan Ardoon with us, Rich Eng. Of course, we have a Thursday night NFL game, so I'll ask Richie about that game between the Cowboys and the Giants. John Linda will be with us, and we'll have picks from Jerry Jackowitz. Jerry Jackowitz has a doctor's appointment this morning, and so he won't be with us. He's fine. It's just a regular checkup. And so Jerry J. left me some selections, and we'll get your selections from Jerry J. as well. And, of course, your racing menu will be coming up next. As far as what happened yesterday, Churchill Downs, well, Tyler Gaffleon and Safi Josephs Jr. Won the first race of the day at Churchill Downs. That was the favorite and paid $5.52. But the pick six yesterday at Churchill Downs, are you ready for this? Started out with an $8.80 winner, Luis Saez riding Thunderian, paying $8.80. Then you had, in a two-year-old maiden race, Count the Brave with Jose Ortiz, won for Ignacio Correas, paying $14.86. Sixth race was won by Despo's Dream, Gaffleon, second win of the day. Joe Sharp, the trainer there, paying $5.42. The seventh race, Mr. Wireless, gave Ramon Vasquez his second win of the day for Brett Calhoun. That paid $6.16. And then the eighth race winner was Blue Squall with Brian Hernandez aboard for Randy Morse. That paid $11.42. So it looked like a pretty formful, pick six yesterday. And then, boom, the last race. The winner, Pancake House, Martin Shang, riding for Jordan Blair, paying $55.60. And that pick six yesterday at Churchill Downs, the pick six paid $325,692.23. Five out of six, the late pick five, paid $17,776.49. So they took down the jackpot at Churchill Downs yesterday in the pick six. Wow. All right, Rich Eng, you know, he had that simulcast sheet yesterday. On his simulcast sheet, he had a winner at Delaware Park. He also had a winner at Finger Lakes. He had a winner at Horseshoe, Indiana. But the horse, the race he gave us, he finished second in. So we'll wait and see. We'll get a little bit better from Richie. All right, we're just getting started on the Race Day Show on this almost Friday, Thursday, so don't go away. We'll be right back. And don't forget to join us on the YouTube site. Just go to YouTube, South Point Studios, search. You'll get to the page, and then when you get on the page, hit subscribe if you haven't. It's free. And then you can start chatting on the chat side of it as well. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie, Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this almost Friday, Thursday. Looking at, as I say, the weather, it's all on the east coast. That hurricane is about to hit the bend in the shape of Florida, and it'll be going up the southeast there. And so that's the weather there. As far as the temperatures are concerned, Miami, 89 degrees, Tampa's 87. So, you know, it's warm weather, and that's what keeps the hurricane cranking along, unfortunately. New York, 76 degrees and maybe some rain there. We'll wait and see. Chicago has 75. Phoenix, Arizona, the hot spot of the day, 109 degrees back down there in Phoenix, Arizona. And in Southern California, 80 degrees as we are on the cusp of the Santa Anita fall meeting starting tomorrow. All right, here's the menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook, simulcast centers and racetracks around the country. Reminding you, as we always do, the first post-times broadcast on the show are that of the Pacific Time Zone. If you're here in Las Vegas, going to play the races in the Sportsbook and Racebook right behind us. These will be the first post-time to roll out in our Racebooks here today. We are in the Pacific Time Zone. If you're listening in any other time zone on the multitude of platforms that we have around the world, adjust to your time zone, to the Pacific Time Zone, and then you won't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? We begin the racing menu today with Delaware Park. Delaware Park has seven races today. Their first post time is at 9:30. Belterra Park has eight races. Belterra has a first post time of 9:35. Then you've got Belmont at Aqueduct today. Belmont at Aqueduct has a first post time of 10:05. We already told you they left money on the table on Sunday at Belmont. So the pick six carryover today at Belmont at Aqueduct rounds up to $44,860. $44,860 in the pick six, a regular pick six. It's a dollar base bet, and it's a regular pick six format. Stakes race today at Belmont at Aqueduct is the $125,000 John Henninger. It's at a mile and one-eighth on the inner turf course for fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up. We'll be paying attention to the weather going there, but right now all the turf races are still on the turf at Belmont at Aqueduct. This feature is, and it's the sixth race on the card. 13 are entered before any of the late scratches. And in this race, it is a wide-open affair, too. Sterling Silver is the 6-5 favorite with Junior Alvarado aboard. Again, eight races today at Belmont at Aqueduct with that carryover in the pick six of $44,860. And a first post time of 10:05 Pacific time, 10:05 at Aqueduct, Belmont at Aqueduct today. Horseshoe Indianapolis has nine races. Their first post time is at 11:10, 11:10 at Horseshoe Indianapolis. Then we have Louisiana Downs. There's a mandatory payoff today at Louisiana Downs in their pick six jackpot. Pick six jackpot, mandatory payoff. The carryover is $2,106, but it is a mandatory today at the Louisiana Downs. Nine races and a first post time of 11:45. Presque Isle Downs is next. They have eight races. They'll begin at 12 high noon, 12 o'clock, first post time at Presque Isle Downs. And then following that, we have Hawthorne Racecourse. Hawthorne Racecourse, first post time at Hawthorne today for nine races, 12:10. Woodbine has a late start. Their first post time is 1:50. 1:50 at Woodbine. A couple of carryovers there. The pick six jackpot carryover, $13,456. The super high five jackpot carryover, $37,566. A couple of Good carryovers today at Woodbine. Eight races with a late start at Woodbine at 150. 150 at Woodbine today. Churchill Downs also has a late start. 2 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. First post time at Churchill Downs. Well, there's no carryover in the pick six. It was dropped and completed yesterday. They emptied it out. But first post time today at Churchill Downs is at 2 o'clock this afternoon. 2 o'clock for their eight race card, Twilight card there at Churchill Downs. Canterbury Park has eight races. Their first post time at Canterbury Park is at 2:10. By the way, Churchill does have a super high five carryover, not the pick six jackpot, but they do have a super high five carryover, $5,461. All right, then we go next to Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. Charlestown has a first post time of 4 p.m. Their pick six jackpot carryover, $17,251. Charlestown first post time, eight races, 4 p.m. Prairie Meadows has also a 4 p.m. first post time. Their pick five jackpot carryover is $9,680. First post time at Prairie Meadows for nine races, again at 4 p.m. And then we wrap it up with Remington Park. Remington Park has nine races, and their first post time is at 4:30. That's your menu for today. Now we go out to Jonathan Ardoon, standing by, just waiting to get online. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I know you're up at Saratoga. How's the weather up there right now?
It's absolutely pouring up here, but good news at Belmont at Aqueduct. It looks like the rain is going to miss there. It's overcast, but The interesting thing is they scratched all the MTOs. Usually they get a heads up and they have a good radar system or whatever. Uh-huh. So when they are expecting rain and they think it's going to hit, they hold the MTOs, you know, till much later. But the fact that they scratched them all probably indicates that the rain is going to miss.
Well, just in case folks don't know, MTO means main track only entrance. And with that scratch, we're going to assume that the weather will be fine and the races will be on the turf. The turf races today are the outer turf course will host races 4 and 8. The inner turf course will host races 3 and 6. The sixth race, of course, the featured John Henniger. And so with those scratches that now that we have at Belmont at Aqueduct, nice little carryover, $44,860.23 to be exact. And just one big bomber on Sunday got it into carryover mode.
Well, a $100 horse will usually do it, Ralph.
Yes, it will.
And that's what happened.
So anyhow, at Belmont at Aqueduct, of course, we're looking at so far, Kendra Carmosh is the leading jockey there with 11 wins. Dylan Davis with 9. Manny Franco has 6. And as far as the trainers are concerned, no big shakes here. Chad Brown's leading the trainers with 5. Brad Cox and Wayne Potts. Wayne Potts and Brad Cox are just one behind him at 4. Of course, it's the early going at Belmont Park for the standings. But those are the people that hit the ground running when they got back to the city there at Belmont.
Well, Wayne Potts was not up at Saratoga, but he did stay down in New York, and I heard he has 40 stalls this meet, and supposedly he's loaded. Let's see what happens. He runs cheaper horses. He keeps the claiming game alive, and that's important for everyday players. So he's got 40 horses that he brought in. He's off to a hot start. I think he has 4 or 5 wins early, so obviously his barn is ready to go. Keep an eye on Wayne Potts.
Yes, and in Kentucky, I see that Joe Sharp is still having his hot hand from Kentucky Downs as well, so we got to keep an eye. Some of these, you know, there's a trainer or two in all the circuits that are kind of getting recognized now. I know that Sergio Morpin at Los Alamitos had quite a few wins. In fact, he won the training title there, so it's nice to see some new fresh faces in there, but... I doubt if any one of them will win a trainer's title, but they'll be up in the standings.
Yeah, keep an eye on them. It's very rare where trainers will have back-to-back giant meets. You know, they usually point for a meet, whether it be Saratoga, whether it be Del Mar, wherever it is. And at Los Alves, Sergio Morfin every year has success. I guess he points for those meets, and he does well at them. Uh-huh. And you have to pay attention. But Joe Sharp is surprising. He came off of a huge meet at Kentucky Downs. It was only 11 days, but he won an awful lot of races, and he continued right through into Churchill Downs. So keep an eye. Trainers a big part of the game. When barns go hot, they stay hot for a while, and you want to jump aboard and catch on as soon as you can.
You know, one thing about the trainers and some of the trainers that don't have like all of these big stakes race horses like Bob Baffert, Pletcher, Cox, etc., is the fact that they have horses that fill the races each and every day. The lunch pail type
meat horses. Meat and potatoes, blue collar guys,
right. And these horses go through conditions. That's how they go through the conditions of maiden, non-winner, two,
Right.
And so when they pass through their conditions, and these trainers are hot because they're winning those races as their horses pass through the conditions, by the time their horses get through those conditions and start getting into the races where the trainers with the more talented horses and bigger priced horses are at, that's when they start having a little bit of a hard time with these horses that they're training, as you say, the meat and potato horses. And so people will say, oh, wait a minute, so-and-so is now going through a slump. He's not going through a slump. It's just that his horses, the horses that he has in his barn, are now reaching the point where they have to compete at a higher level.
It catches up to them.
Yeah.
It catches up to them, Ralph. He could only win so many races, and, you march through the conditions like you say. But there are other trainers that just strictly have claiming horses, like that Wayne Potts we were talking about for New York. Most of his barn, I don't think he has any stakes horses, to be honest with you. Maybe a couple of allowance horses, but his main game is dealing with claiming horses. It's equine poker. You win, you win for 20, you drop them in for 15 or for 10. You dare them to take them. This day and age, not as easy as it used to be because of all the new rules. They could void claims. They used to get away with it. And now you don't have to be concerned. If a guy drops a horse and you claim him and he's not sound, well, the claim's going to get voided. So they took some of that out of the game, but it's still a major part of it. And claiming game, listen, it's what keeps the game going. There's only so many stakes horses that run every weekend or every month, whatever it is. For the most part, it's the claiming horses that keep the game going.
And, that is definitely right. They are the backbone of horse racing. And for that matter, most of the time in these big stakes races, when you get these favorites, you can't really make money as a player. But in those races, those meat and potato races, as you say, there's opportunities to make some money and make some scores. So it's a great part of the game. Adair Manor getting scratched. I guess we won't see her against Torpedo Anna. That's a shame.
Yeah, I guess she's being retired. Maybe something went wrong. I don't know why, but, Baffert's been retiring a lot of horses recently. I don't know. He's maybe being overly cautious, with them following him around, and I'm sure if there's the slightest problem or whatever, he's going to side on the side of caution, and I guess they'll just retire him. I mean, I don't know how good it is for the game, but that's what they're doing, and that's the route he's taking. So if there's any questions, let's just retire him and move on. Listen, he's got a barn loaded with horses.
Yeah.
He's got bench. You go to the bench, you bring in the next superstar. It's no big deal for him. Where other guys, if you only have one or two of these kind of horses, you do everything to keep them going and you do the best you can. But for Baffert, if there's any problem, retire him next.
Well, yeah, she will be retired, but she's going to be up for sale. She'll be at the sale at Keeneland in November, so that'll be interesting to see who buys her for a very, very, very talented broodmare. Yeah. Talking about those trainers that have a lot of claiming horses, of course, Peter Miller has not only claiming horses, he does have some of the higher echelon horses that run in stakes races, but his barn's going to be clamped down for a while there. That could hurt a few of the entries there at Santa Anita. I think he had something like six or seven horses that were entered early on the week.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
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 And listen, you don't fool around with that. It's a very serious thing. If that spreads throughout the backstretch, well, then you're really in trouble because horses die from it. It's a disaster. It really is. A good thing is hopefully they caught it and they're just shutting his barn off and no one has access to that, to being around those horses, no other horses, because there's nothing, it's the worst thing in the world. It's a plague that goes right through the backstretch and literally you can lose hundreds of horses. So,
well, they said part of his barn, so I guess it's not all of it, but nevertheless, they want to nip it in the bud, and so we'll wait and see about that. But for now, we've got a carryover at Aqueduct and the Pick Six, and we need some picks here, buddy.
We got it coming up, Ralph. Sixth race today. This is the stake race. It's on the grass, and obviously this selection is for turf only. I like the number five horse in here, Can't Fool Me. This is a five-year-old mare from the Horatio de Paz barn. Ricardo Santana aboard to ride, and he's off to a terrific start at this meet. This horse has two wins and three starts at the distance. She has two wins over the Aqueduct turf course. She's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. I really like number five, Can't Fool Me, to win today's sixth race out at Belmont at the Big A.
The John Henniger is the feature race, and that's where your pick comes today, sixth race at Belmont at Aqueduct. And again, this has got to stay on the turf. It should stay on the turf. So in that sixth race, you like the five. Can't Fool Me! The five, Can't Fool Me, with Ricardo Santana aboard, is your selection in the sixth race at Belmont at Aqueduct. Jonathan, I know you got a sheet at Churchill. Are we doing anything there?
Yeah, we're going to look at the seventh race. And by the way, it has rained, and more rain early this morning. The track is sloppy, but post time isn't until later in the day. I believe it's
2 o'clock, maybe, our time.
Yeah, 2 o'clock your time, 5 o'clock our time. The number six horse in the seventh race today, Native Shaman, a three-year-old gelding from the George Arnold barn, four career starts. He won his career debut on a wet track going a mile, not an easy thing to do. Not only did he win, he won by 10 lengths. He's listed at 4-1 on the morning line. Obviously, he likes moisture in the track. Corey Lannery aboard to ride. Number six, Native Shaman, wins today's seventh race out of Churchill Downs.
All right, the seventh race at Churchill. The sixth horse is the play, Native Shaman. The sixth in the seventh race at Churchill Downs is Mr. Hardoon's play. You got sheets for Churchill and Belmont Aqueduct, we know.
Yes, sir. JONHARDOON.com. Thank you, Ralph.
All right, my man, thanks a lot, and we will talk to you soon.
Mañana.
Yes, okay. Or, as we say in America, tomorrow. In any case, we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation in their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting t2t.org.
Hello, I'm Dennis Quaid. For years, Tunnel to Towers has demonstrated a commitment to first responders and military families. They've paid off mortgages and built specially adapted smart homes. Now the foundation is expanding its mission to eradicate veteran homelessness. Please give our veterans a chance to reclaim their dignity by donating at t2t.org.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. Visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Thursday show. Now we go back out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Richie, we've got an interesting Thursday night NFL game, because what we have is we got the Cowboys visiting the Giants. Now, before this weekend, you'd sit there and say, just bet the Cowboys and forget it. But the Giants came up with a big upset win over the weekend, and they're hosting this Thursday night main event, and the Dallas Cowboys are coming in to play them. And the Cowboys are still favored. I believe it's still at 5-point favorite. So how do you see this game? Do you think that it was just a fluke with the Giants, or are they finally getting their you-know-what together?
Well, the first 3 weeks of the season, Ralph, we've seen, quite frankly, the underdogs have been really outperforming the favorites, and that's as shown in some of the Survivor pools where like 90% of the players in Survivor have been knocked out. And I had the stat yesterday, Ralph, where the top four selections in Survivor all lost, and they were 7-point favorites or more. So underdogs have been doing well, but, you know, you and I and the listeners out there, we bet horses, we bet sports. Trends usually even out over the long run because we're involved in a marathon, not a sprint. So just because there's a trend right now of underdogs barking, usually the numbers will even out as we go week after week after week. Mm-hmm. Injuries are really piling up for a lot of these teams, and I do have an opinion on tonight's game. I faded the Giants last week. That didn't work against Cleveland. Cleveland really had difficulty protecting Deshaun Watson, who quite frankly played horrible anyway. But I think the Cowboys, on a talent level, are still a much more talented football team than the New York Giants. So I'm going to lay the five that Dallas wakes up. I know Mike McCarthy, the coach of the Cowboys, is one of the two favorites, Ralph, in future book polls to get fired first. Huh. The other coach that is right there tied with him is Doug Peterson with the Jacksonville Jaguars. But in states outside of Nevada, you can bet stuff like this. So Those are the two leading contenders for first NFL coach to be fired. But I'm going to go for the Cowboys, -5, to try to protect Mike McCarthy's position.
All right, and they'll be playing at the Giants tonight on the Thursday night game. You like the Cowboys laying 5 points, so they'll have to win by at least two field goals to get the victory there. All right, now you had a simulcast play yesterday that had many different racetracks, et cetera. Do you have another simulcast play today?
You know what? I did not do one because when I sent it out yesterday, Ralph, I was asking for some feedback, and obviously I didn't charge the last few times I sent out simulcast. You didn't get much of a positive vibe.
Well, so, I can tell you why. There could be a little snafu in the email service or whatever because a couple of people on the chat today have noted on the chat that they did not receive that email of a free picks from you yesterday. So, you know, yeah, we all know about technology, but, you know, and then some people may not look in their spam, account. I don't know. But anyhow, a couple of guys did mention they didn't get it.
Well, I can only tell you what I do. I have a subscriber list of about 600 people that I emailed it the night before. And I suggest everybody sign up for my subscriber list.
There you go.
Free. And I never, I never ask for anything. It only costs if you actually want to buy a product. And, as far as the individual emails, I do check my spam box. I check my emails. I sent out about 12 people yesterday from the listeners here on race day. And, I'll double check, but I apologize if those people didn't get emails from me. That's the only reason I can suggest is I never saw an email from them. Yeah. I don't know whether maybe they have the wrong address for me or something.
All right. Now, if they want to subscribe, which is free of charge with you, where do they go and what do they do? Quick.
Well, you just go to the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. Uh-huh. And when you go to the homepage for the radio show, Ralph, you've got my picture on the left side.
Right.
Just click on my image. And you'll see the way it's set up for the homepage for me. There's a link called register. And all you got to do is register a username and a password, and you get put into my email blast. I send out a lot of emails. If it's too many, I apologize. You can always unregister. But I never ask for a nickel unless somebody actually wants to buy something.
Okay, so they hit the register, and it is free of charge to register, correct?
Yes, it's okay. Free to register and get on my email blast.
Okay, let's get a pick right now that everybody on the show will get.
Woodbine, race number 7. It's a $15,000 claimer going long, Ralph. And a horse that I like for a couple angles is the number 7, Oh Wow, 5-2 in the morning line with Savici riding. One is that the last time Savici rode this horse was a win. The last time the horse has won was with this jockey. And the last time this horse went two turns also won. So there's a couple angles here in play. Let's go with number seven, Oh Wow, in the seventh at Woodbine.
All right, number seven, Oh Wow, the seven. In the seventh race, easy to remember, at Woodbine, they got a late post time today of 1:50 Pacific time for the first race. This will be the seventh race, number seven. And Richie will be back to work with his sheet for Southern California tomorrow when Santa Anita opens its fall meeting. And we'll try to see if how the Cowboys and Giants make out tonight. Thanks a lot, Rich.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Good luck, everybody.
All righty. Going to wrap it up with John Lendo standing by. Jerry J is not with us this morning, but he left picks, and I'll get those to you right after the break. Don't go away.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
Jim Leyritz, former MLB player for the New York Yankees, was a catcher. I give to Tunnel Two Towers because I know people that were involved. I know people that lost their lives. I wasn't there in the day it happened. I was out of baseball in 2001, and I got up a week later, and the first thing I did was walk down to the Ground Zero and saw the families and saw them searching through everything, looking for people. And I'm really glad I did that, because I don't think I would have got the full effect just seeing it on TV. It's such a great organization that, yes, it started with 9/11, but what it's developed into is to helping those that are still out there fighting for us. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation, let us do good, never forget.
Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back to put a finishing touch on this Thursday Race Day Las Vegas Show. And as I say, Jerry J will not be with us this morning. Nothing serious. He just has a conflicting an appointment. So Jerry J's power pages are available today for Belmont at Aqueduct. There was a long shot we're going to give you that was a V-horse on his sheet, but that horse got scratched at Aqueduct, so no harm, no foul there. We'll go to the play in the fourth race, Jerry J's power page play for the Race Day Show in the fourth race at Belmont at Aqueduct, sees number 10, Aunt Yoda as the key play. It's a feature play on his sheet. This horse is 12-1 on the morning line with the leading rider, Kendrick Carmouche, aboard. So in the fourth race, this course could be live. The 10 horse, Aunt Yoda, number 10, Aunt Yola, I should say, Aunt Yola. The 10 in the fourth race at Aqueduct, the link-ups are 7, 8, and 9. So the 10 over 7, 8, and 9 in reverse in the fourth race today at Belmont at Aqueduct off of Jerry J's Power Pages that you can get at jerryjspowerpage.com. All right, now let's go to Mr. John Lendo standing by in SoCal. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Doing fine. The weather is getting a little bit hot again. We got that little hot pocket coming through for at least the foreseeable future. I guess we're about 5 days out with a little over 100 degree weather. But boy, it's a lot better than it is there in Florida, getting ready for that hurricane, et cetera, and on the southeast. But Southern California seems to be nice, clear, and ready to go.
Yeah, a little cloudy and cool this morning. It'll be nice today, and looking forward to getting back to racing at Santa Anita tomorrow with the 1 o'clock first post time.
Now, John, looking at tomorrow's entries, good fields and good competition there?
Well, we're hurt by those late scratches of Peter Miller. I think he had 7 horses entered tomorrow. They're all scratched because of that quarantine, so it reduced the fields. Some of the fields are decent. Some of them are small. The field sizes on Saturday are better. And we'll see how that goes. But, you know, anytime you lose a barn that has 80 horses.
Wow.
And, you know, two 40-horse stables down at San Luis Rey, one of those barns is completely quarantined for 21 days.
Uh-huh.
That's a lot of horses out of the circulation for Santa Anita.
Now, I understand they put the lid on that one barn of his for 21 days, which is 3 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, during this time, Peter is separating all the tack and equipment he uses in the two barns. He'll only use one set of equipment over at the quarantine barn, one set of employees. They're not going to go back and forth between barns. They have to wear those little booty things you see in, like, CSI TV shows to not track any kind of germs around, a lot of hand washing and stuff. There's a lot goes into this quarantine process.
Yeah, no question about that. We got to nip it in the bud. We don't want it to start spreading. That's, that is absolutely for sure. Hey, you're doing a Churchill Downs sheet. The Lindell Report for Churchill Downs today can be had here in Las Vegas in only one place. That's right behind me at the South Point Racebook. The Lindell Report, South Point Racebook, featuring all the races at Churchill Downs, as suggested late pick four, and a lot of the goody information that we discuss on the show. One comprehensive sheet. The Lindell Report available today only here at the South Point, free, complimentary, because they love horse players and the Lindell Report. And as you often do, when you start out a week at a racetrack, you give us an update on the jockey trainer standings.
Well, it's closing weekend at Churchill. It's a two-man race in the jockey standings. Tyler Gaffleon won two races yesterday. He's got 16 to lead the jocks, and Luis Sayas the second with 14, way back to Florent Giroux with 5 and third. So keep an eye on Gaffleon and Luis Sayas this weekend. As far as the trainers, Brad Cox and Joe Sharp are tied with 5 wins, and then you've got Steve Asmussen, Kenny McPeak, and Phil Bauer right behind with 4, so it's anybody's game for leading trainer.
Some cold guys there. It's Christian Torres, huh? Still zipped for, what, 14?
Yeah, he's 0 for the meet, 0 for 14, and Ian Wilkes and Dwayne Lucas, the trainers, they're both 0 for 11 going into this week. I didn't check their stats from yesterday, but they were 0 for 11 each going into the closing weekend at Churchill.
And what about the favorites there?
Favorites are a little bit higher than normal, right around 40% for the meet.
All right. Well, you know, as Richie said on the football pick, if this is a long-term thing that we do here, so, you know, it'll even out sooner or later. It'll get into the 30s, I would assume. Maybe not before the end of the meet, or maybe before as well. We'll wait and see. Do you have a selection for us today at Churchill Downs?
Yeah, let's go to race number 6 today, Ralph. Number 10, Kiana. If you watched the start of her last race, it's a miracle the jockey didn't come off.
Yeah.
Lost the irons, went over halfway off the side, stayed on, and they actually managed to split the field. She finished up okay. That was back in May, comes back off the layoff with a steady work tab. Very subtle class drop from a maiden special weight. This is one of those maiden specials restricted by sale price at the sales, so a little bit of a class drop. I expect more early speed with a clean start. 12-1 on the program for a filly that should improve today, number 10, Kiana, race number 6 at Churchill Downs.
All right, sixth race, number 10, Kiana, is your selection. Yes, I did see that race, and I did see the replay, and the head-on replay really shows how much of a balancing act and acrobatic this guy was on a moving horse to not only not fall off, but to stay on, get back, and actually ride the horse to a finish there. That was an amazing stint, that's for sure. Let's hope he just stays on and gets the job done today. In the sixth race, and this is a race for two-year-old maiden fillies, of course, and the sixth race, you like the 10 Kiana, the 10 Kiana in the sixth race. Nice 12-1 on the morning line. Boy, I hope we can get anywhere near that price. And with your horse in the sixth race and Jonathan's selection in the seventh race, we got a little bit of a race day rolling daily double going. So we're going to use your sixth race horse, the 10, and Jonathan's seventh racehorse, the 6. So we're going to do a double from the 6th to the 7th race. The number is 10-6, the 10-6 double there. See if we can get a rolling double home as well. And all I can say is that, again, the John Lindell's Lindell Report for Churchill Downs available right now here at the South Point free of charge. And, of course, we'll be back to work for Southern California starting tomorrow. And, John, all I can say is that we're going to have a fun day on Saturday with a California Crown.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing what this first inaugural California Crown looks like. We'll try and get an idea of what that on-track experience will be, too. And, you know, good racing out here. A lot of win and you're in qualifiers around the country. I think there's 6 of them this weekend. Yeah. So we'll be keeping an eye on those as well.
All right. You got it, my man. Well, we wrap up this Thursday show. Reminding you, we'll be back tomorrow morning at the same time for our Friday show, God willing, and the creek don't rise. Jerry's not here today, so we are going to deputize John to say it. John, one more thing to say. Go ahead and say it, my man.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.com.